Randy, are y'all ready?
Boy, y'all, thank y'all for the good questions too. A lot of stuff that even though we think we thought of everything, there's always some. None of us are smart as all of us, so that's good.
I appreciate y'all being patient with us and letting us ask our questions. I probably could have asked more, but I think in general they were all answered. Ready? All right, I'll welcome everybody back. I'm going to call to order the Liberty County School Board special meeting dated Friday, July 17th, 2020. We will start with a prayer and pledge led by Mr. Doobie Hayes and Kyle Petty, if you would stand.
Dear Father, we just give you thanks for today and may you bless my family and my Father. We give you thanks for a good workshop. We just pray that we can keep it rolling, Father. We just pray for our staff to work us hard, bless them, and watch over them. Be with our staff and children that prepared to come back, Father. Be with us fires, Father. We just pray that you'll watch over us and take care of us and guide the ones. Father, be with the one that's sick, bless them and watch over them. Be with us this meeting. We go through this meeting. Pray for our open hearts and open minds. Be with us and guide us throughout this day. We ask these things in the precious name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just to do roll call, all five board members are present. Mr. Jackson Summers, our board attorney, is present via phone conference. We have school board superintendent, Mr. David Summers, present, and our school board secretary, Ms. Renee O'Brien, along with some administration and some guests. I did not have any public comment. No one. I had several emails sent to me, but it was more on everybody was copy that wanted questions, concerns, just email, but nobody has come to me and said they wanted to do public comment. So I'm going to go ahead and move through that. Okay. So next we have superintendent's report. Mr. David?
Can't even think of anything right off the top of my head. We've discussed most of the things that I was going to bring up.
Okay. Moving on to additions, corrections, which would be 4A, motion to add item 6B, which I missed from the meeting July 14th, 2020. Do I have a motion to add that?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. So the second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4B, motion to add emergency item 9A. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4C, motion to correct item 2A, deleting Zoom meeting procedures for the public for public comment. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5A, motion to approve the agenda for July 17th, 2020. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by
second.
Mr. Morris. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6A, motion to approve the July 14th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. That was the item that I missed last meeting, so I apologize for that. No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6B, motion to approve the June 30th, 2020 special board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A, motion to approve the tentative budget for advertising and request permission to advertise in the Calhoun Liberty Journal the tentative budget for 2020-2021 fiscal year. proceed as required under the Trim Bill Law, set the special meeting for public hearing on Monday, July 27th, 2020 at 5:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Psychological and Educational Consultants, PLLC, Brian Bowman, PhD, to provide school psychology services to Liberty County schools for the 2020-2021 school year to include consultations, assessments, and evaluations of students within the Liberty County School District. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8B, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Britt Day to provide speech and language pathology services for the 2020-2021 school year, not to exceed 28 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year at the rate of $60 per hour for a total contract of $62,160. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Moore, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8C, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Myla Walquist to provide physical therapy services for the 2020-2021 school year, not to exceed 12 hours per week, 36 weeks per school year at the rate of $65 per hour for a total contract of $28,080. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8D. Motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Premier Therapy and Rehab PLLC, doing business as Tessa Byler, to provide occupational therapy services for the 2020-2021 school year, not to exceed 30 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year at the rate of $55 per hour for a total contract of $61,050. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8E, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Kay Hicks, hearing impaired teacher, to provide services to students who are deaf or hard of hearing for the 2020-2021 school year, not to exceed one day per month, 5 hours per day at the rate of $55 per hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8F, approve the cooperative agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health for registered nurse services through the Florida Department of Health, Liberty, for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8G, motion to approve the 2020-2021 contract between Liberty County School Board and Specialized Education Associates, LLC, to provide a vision and orientation and mobility teacher to provide services for students with vision impairment. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9A, motion to approve the revised school calendar for the 2020-21 school year. Now, we need to have which you're proposing option A. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And guys, that should read and to approve the school plan as well. I'm not sure why it was on there. That's my fault. But so, Ms. Summers, if we can get an emergency item, I guess, to put that on there.
I think it needs to be separate from the calendar.
Yeah, we can. It's supposed to be on there. I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all. We talked about it. We've been
Okay, so.
We gotta have a motion.
Yeah, we need, okay, so I need a motion to approve option A revised school calendar for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
For A to B or A?
This is for option A. I mean, we can open it up for discussion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Morris. Discussion is open.
I would rather go with option B for a simple fact. It's going to give us a little more time to track things, and it could go the other way, but that's just my personal feeling. I would rather start on the 31st back to school. That's just my personal. And give it a little time for maybe to figure out some more on the canvas and everything else. I know we got training, but there's going to be other questions that come up. It may give us time to do that.
Anybody else?
I agree. I mean, I think y'all wouldn't have given it to us if you didn't want us to possibly look at that. I mean, y'all could have not done that. So
yeah.
I think from everything, speaking for me, everything I've heard, I think there's really just a need. And I know there's a push to, and I shared, Hillary and I were talking, it's been a 50-50. People this way and this way. And they're real staunch in their positions. And I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, everybody don't get what they want. You don't, your marriage, you don't, your family, you just don't. You got to compromise. You got to be flexible. And so, to me, this is one of those things. From everything I've heard, there's going to be a lot of. I know teachers. I know them. I've talked with them. They'll do a lot of stuff that they don't get paid for. They do it anyway. I talked to a teacher this week. Who's been working all summer with her math students. Not getting paid, just doing that because she wants to make sure that they, you know, felt like maybe they got behind in the spring and want to make sure that they, when school starts, they're ready. And I appreciate that. They continue, they always do above and beyond what they get paid to do. But I think this would allow them some opportunity to, and again, they're going to do a lot of this homework on their own time, going through the Canvas, you know, once they get the in-service on Canvas and in-service on these other things, they'll use their own time, like they always do, like all of us do, to familiarize yourself with what they got to do the job. They always have done that, and they'd be commended for that. But I agree with Lou. I think from everything we've heard today, I think it'd be the best thing for the community, but also for y'all to give everybody extra time. And it gives us an extra opportunity, quite a few weeks, two weeks past what the 17th would be. But from the original start date, I think, which was the 10th, that gives you about 3 weeks extra to promote this in the community and to get your, you know, whether y'all do that by video format, however y'all choose to do that, to communicate this. So those parents make the best informed decisions when it comes to that time from day one. We need to be ready for day one, whatever that looks like. I think everybody knows there's going to be a learning curve, especially at the high school. You know, just getting around and everybody adjusting to new equipment, there'll be a huge learning curve there. You know, where's this at, where's that, and figuring that out. And it'll probably take a week or so to get that. But I think we got to be in class on day one. But I think the same, to me, a little bit of an informational thing for me today was the iLiberty thing. I think it's a real game changer with a lot of parents. If they say, well, you may not keep the kids at home and get the same instruct, you know, in real time, you know, I may choose that. I may be totally wrong. I think that you may see, once you resurvey, you may see some based on what's going on in the community. You might have a larger number than we thought that will gravitate to that. Giving us extra time gives them an opportunity to make a good informed decision.
Anybody have anything else?
One thing real quick. I'm sensitive to this part that, because we're starting later than most surrounding counties, I just don't want the perception to ever be that the district staff did not do their job.
No, I think it's the complete opposite.
I think y'all done a very diligent job of doing it. We're just trying to get some extra time for ourselves and for our teachers and staff, plus our students. I think y'all done a fabulous job of doing it.
Absolutely.
I think we need the extra time for everybody, not because of administration.
Is that too much? What if you split the difference, make it to 24?
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks, actually.
I'd say study 31st.
I don't know. Teachers, y'all, some of y'all teachers in here, maybe?
Yeah, I'm in.
I think that would give your technology people enough time to get his laptop
your technology people that time to get those raises and home with kids. And like I said during the workshop, I think we really need to look at utilizing those 2 weeks that weren't used during the summer. Y'all can leverage that somehow. People need childcare. And that's true, though. They need somewhere for the kids to go to push them back in 2 weeks.
Hey, that was only, you know, a little bit of thought. I'm good to go.
I'm not sure it gives time for if we have anything. Mr. Williams and them have to do in the classroom with the cameras, or same thing with iPads, iPods, whatever MacBooks, whatever we're using. They give time for everybody to use. Like, if there is a problem comes up, you got a little time involved, but you've done that beforehand.
It gives the high school a little extra time too. What about the JROTC? Somebody sent me a text, said they were having some issues, and is it going to be ready? Wiring issue or? Okay.
I went in it yesterday. Went completely through the whole thing, looking at the floors. So I got y'all some prices on. The service gonna tell you, but what you know, a workshop or something. Let's talk about what all needs to be done.
Going back to the school calendar. So the motion on the table is to approve option A. So I'll get a vote on that.
What we can amend it if we go in a different direction?
I'll go ahead and tell you my option is option B. So that's three right there. But I would like
I'm gonna ask teachers. Is that something y'all lean toward as well?
Yes. Okay. I think if the district office can be more prepared for us to walk in on whatever the first day of pre-planning is and say, here, this is set up. And you know, nobody wants to be scrambling and the kids show up on the first day of school when we're babysitting. I feel like as much time as we can get the classroom before we have to go on quarantine again, we need to take advantage of every day we can get.
Not to mention, boxes are still being delivered over at the new high school. Yeah, the building might be ready on the 9th to start school, but the teachers won't be set up and ready to go on the 10th or the 17th. You know, I mean, there needs to be some time to.
And they always come in for in-service. They always come in and work in classrooms and decorating and all that kind of stuff.
There's a lot that extra time would be helpful for.
And I also think there's a lot of people there's a lot of parents on the fence, and it's like parents need to have time to make their decision. And you also need to have time to decide what your staffing needs are going to be. And those fragile staffing members need to have time to collect doctor's notes or whatever it is. Whenever they decide that they're going to do them or not this year, I would take all those factors into consideration before I do. Thank you.
So would that adjust, Gabe, the June 24th time? Would there be an adjustment there for them, the parents, to make a decision? Would we go ahead?
We could.
Rather than a week, we can adjust that?
We can give more time. That's not a problem.
Give us time to really, I think what it would do, it gives us great time to communicate everything that we've talked about today to the parents, send the surveys out. Send surveys out afterwards. Yeah. Okay, here's the plan. From y'all, from the district people, and then here's the surveys, and then you got time to, now we got these numbers here and these numbers.
We'll provide more time for
the end,
but if there's going to be more time before it starts.
All right.
Well, can I get a motion to amend?
And we'll just have to amend.
Have you voted on that yet?
Well, it's just a draft.
Right.
Have y'all voted on that?
No, not yet.
That's what you're fixing to do?
Yes, sir.
Amend is the motion to option B?
Yes, I need a motion to amend.
Motion
by Mr. Morris to amend to be approved for option B. Do I have a second for the amendment? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to choose option B for the school calendar. Now we need to add an item that was supposed to be on here, and we all know it was supposed to be on here, so this is not a surprise.
No, don't worry about it.
I just didn't want anybody to think that. I mean, we all knew it was supposed to be on here, so it's not. anything additional. However, we've already approved the minutes, so y'all help me. Can we go ahead and do an emergency item to add this as,
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure our methods are right, our procedures. So emergency item 9B to be added. Motion to approve back to school plan with the revised school calendar for option B. Motion by Mr. Morris, do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes, do we have any discussion about the school plan?
I hope not.
Okay, all I want to say is just so everybody on the outside is aware, this is our basic plan that is going to DOE to be approved. Every school is going to have more specific procedures that will go in with this in more detail. Just want everybody to understand that, that's listening and watching. So lots of questions and concerns that we've been getting and calls will should be answered. And I would urge you all to contact your principal, leadership teams, and express your concerns that you've sent with us to them so they can better develop those plans per school, per grade level. Please do that. I encourage everybody to do that that has contacted us, because they're valid concerns and suggestions. And that's all I have to say. Any other discussion?
I just want to say thank you to Laura, Ms. Gay, Ms. Summers, all you, Mandy, everybody that's had admission in getting this plan done. I know it has not been easy for y'all at all. And it's everybody in this room has had some kind of input, and everybody outside these walls somehow has some input. And I just want to commend y'all for taking the time to do the very best that you could do on getting it done and bringing it to us and having a workshop like we had. And thank y'all.
Yes, thank y'all very much.
And in the midst of all that was going on in the community,
yeah.
In the midst, that is.
Okay, I got one thing for you. We
yes, sir.
Before we dismiss, y'all looking at the next meeting?
We need to finish.
Oh,
finish
I thought
this
you were
one.
Through.
I'm
sorry.
So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve the back to school plan with the option B school calendar. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Summers.
That.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought we were done. The next meeting we have, I think, is on the 27th at 5:05. Of course, that time is set by a state or whatever on the budget part. I'm going to ask, can we do a workshop at 4 that day to talk about our budget requests as far as the building things that were still unfunded around the new high school that are out there, and then the existing dollars that we have to be able to fund those things. Let's talk about that if we will.
So a workshop at what time?
At 4:00. 4:00 on the 27th.
In here?
In,
okay.
As far as we know, we'll be in here
again.
Four, and then we've got a 5:05, short meeting there on the budget meeting. That way we can make some calls on what will get funded, what can be delayed, and those kind of things.
I'm available.
You know, we tabled that roof, so that needs to definitely be.
That's and that'll also
that'll be
an
issue there.
Thing there.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. And one other thing, Ray just handed to me. Can we move the meeting, the regular board meeting for September to Thursday the 10th? And that was to accommodate the
August.
Budget meeting, wasn't it?
You mean
September?
September 10th.
September. So I guess it's that final budget.
Oh, you want to move it to the 10th?
Yeah, okay. That way they'd be both together, okay. And you would have to come 2 days up.
Yes, we do that every year, I think.
I think so, too. And it'd be at the regular time, 5:30, of course.
So on this workshop here, we'll discuss all the things from the roof to
yep.
the volleyball nets to all that.
Right, everything
all
on the agenda.
Fields, all that.
All on the agenda. And Kevin will have a list for us.
Yes.
And then we'll have the budget side is what we've got available. So, and what was that?
That may be a 5:05.
It has to be a 5:15.
I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. It's a 5:15. I guess Renee just corrected me. You're right. 5:15 on the 10th, September 10th. 5:15 on September 10th.
And that's a Thursday.
And it's a Thursday.
Yes. Put it on my
Thank house. Y'all.
August will be normal. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Let's see. Where are we at?
Spend the morning together.
Do we have any board member items?
I got just, I know our hearts are grieving for Suzanne's family, and we lost a pillar in our school system. Even though she's retired, she still
made an impact.
She put her old name in the hat. She was fixing to get, she was wanting to get back at it. So, remember her family, and also Mr. Joe died, and Mr. Joe was on our historical committee, and he served well. He had always had some great insight. As we have our one or two meetings we had to always hear some good stories. They were always good.
Always going
and always true. That was the thing. But he was walking history book for Liberty County. But to talk about that, we are, everything that we had submitted has now been submitted to the National Park Service. I got an email last week. So when such basis at Park Service, it's usually a done deal. So barring some kind of catastrophe, we'll make
good
it deal. National Register.
Kyle Paul, Mr. Joe, I started my career at Hosford School with Miss Ruth as my custodian.
I remember her.
And
name.
She told some good stories to his mom, Miss Ruth.
Used to be a lineup of ladies that would come through, Miss Ruth, Miss, I want to say Miss Gladys.
She was.
And there was one more, and I can't remember who that third lady was.
What's the lady just passed away?
Miss
Jimmy Clyde.
Yeah, well, there was always three. Y'all remember, some of y'all remember.
Miss Lita.
The kids would come in the morning.
Yeah, Miss Lita, that was another one.
Yeah, it was Miss Lita. It was Miss Lita. That was the third one. And the kids would come in the old building in the morning, and there'd be sand everywhere. And they'd line them dust mops and put that conger dust on them.
Oh, yeah.
And make a couple swipes, and you could eat off the floor. You know, I just remember that in my mind, seeing the three ladies clean that floor.
I hate Mr. Joe's gone. He was always a good one to roll back.
Liberty County.
And Miss Suzanne as well.
Thank you for mentioning them. Anybody else?
I'd just like to tell everybody, please take a breath of fresh air. As you can tell, we've all been bombarded by this, and I hope everybody just take a step back, take a minute, take a breath, and look over really what we're doing and understand this before you start blowing us up again on this or calling everybody. Just take a minute and just get an understanding like we've had to. And I appreciate y'all.
Anybody else? I need a motion and a second to adjourn. Right. Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second
by Mr. Morris.
All right.
Thanks, Jackson.
Have a good rest of your day.
Baby. Y'all have a good weekend.